producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you today?
Doing well. How are you doing, Annalisa?
Well, I think I've had better days.
Oh, dear. Let's see what we can do to make this let's improve on this one, shall we?
Oh, good. I need some help. I have a 12-year-old son. Our family has just moved from Southern California to North Carolina. And, you know, it's his first year of middle school. He is missing all of his friends from back home. And he's just not fitting in as well as he wants to. His grades have gone down in comparison to where they have been, and I don't know what to do.
What is it? How many kids do you have?
I have him and a 4-year-old little girl.
Is this a second marriage?
Yes.
Okay.
However, both children are with the same father.
Okay. And is it the man you're married to?
Yes.
Okay. If you asked your son if he could do anything except move back to California, what would he tell you? Do you know?
No, I really don't.
Well, I think you need to ask him that question. Because it may be, this is what I would call the pony school of life. All right? What is it going to do? I mean, look, when adults move, quite often adults move. Men quite often move for work. Women move for men.
Yes.
I realize that's a glib generality, but true more often than it's not. Kids move because they have no choice. And so the way to get somebody to do what you want them to do is the fine art of bribery. And the fine art of bribery is just saying, what'll it take to make this okay for you? And I sort of glibly refer to it as the pony school of life, which is, you know, what do you need? Do you need your own room? Do you need a cell phone? Do you need a trip back to California? Do you need maybe not a pony, but do you need a dog? What do you need to make this work for you? Because it does a couple of really important things. First of all, by saying to somebody, what do you need? They're, instead of just whining about something, forced to look and say, what do I want? Which is a very useful thing, especially as a parent, because otherwise, no matter what you offer, he'll say, I don't want it, or fine, or whatever. So it's not about you offering. And you don't want to agree to something up front, I mean, because you don't want to agree to the fact that he gets a Porsche driven by Britney Spears, who I think is currently available to drive Porsches. Oh, actually, they may have taken her license away, so maybe not. But the point being, you don't agree to it up front. But by saying to him, tell me what you want. Tell me what will work for you here. He has to stop whining and think about it. And he very well might say, I don't know. But you're a grown-up, so you're going to say, it's okay. Get back to me as soon as you can. But saying to him, I know this wasn't your choice. And I know middle school is harder. And I know that it's a little different here. But let's figure out what you need to make this work for you. And then he actually has to think about what might make him happy. And then we try it. It also gives him the sense that he matters. That he's not just a chess piece that's being moved around at everybody else's whim. So I would send him down, he comes home from school, and say, you know what? I know this wasn't your choice. And if you can tell me what you miss, that would help. But also, tell me what you need to make this work for you. And if you want to think about it till tomorrow, let's sit down and maybe even let's make up a list of what it is that will work for you. And you might even suggest some things. You might say being able to go back and visit your friends, maybe over Christmas, you know, maybe a plane ticket, or maybe having a puppy, or maybe getting a bike, or maybe getting that, you know, that 12-string guitar that you wanted. And again, I think it can be, you don't want to agree to it up front. But what you're really doing is saying you matter. Then this trip was hard for you. Because presumably, if you moved because of your husband, that you probably had some things that said, all right, I want a new washer dryer, I want my own car, or I want to have a room so my mother can come and visit. So adults are pretty clear about how to negotiate for what they want. We don't give kids, we know that they have no power, so what they do is they just complain. Sit down and say to him, what will it take to make this okay for you? And if he says nothing, say, well, that's okay, but that's kind of, I'm giving you an opportunity here to be a little greedy. If you don't want to use it, that's okay. But when you get around to something, if you want to, it's fine with me. But the next time you complain about it, understand I gave you a chance to give you an option to figure out what it would do to make you happier about this. Figure it out. Okay.
Okay. I'll give it a go.
It's a very powerful thing to do. It's a very, very powerful thing to do not only with kids, but it's a very powerful thing to do when anybody's unhappy with you, saying, what will it take to make this okay? And almost everybody's response is going to be, I don't know. But you say, well, when you come up with it, let me know, because I really do want to make it okay for you. Celia, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks.
I need a little bit of advice. I've been dating a man for 3 years now, and I'm thinking we've come to the end of our road.
Why?
Oh, just some trust issues and things.
Yeah.
My question is the one-year rule. I know that's a hard, fast rule after...
All right, well, wait a minute. Before we look at the rule, let's look at the relationship. How often did you see each other?
Every weekend and maybe a dinner date during the week.
Yeah, I mean, it's not very long distance. I mean, it doesn't sound like it moved from the casual dating into the sort of more serious. But were the two of you planning to get married?
Well, we've talked about it, and we've gone back and forth. He wants to, I don't, I want to, he doesn't.
My dear, listen, the point is that this is the relationship. The whole point of the one-year rule is not really, in spite of what everybody thinks about it, is not really intended to be restrictive. It's intended to be protective. The idea being that this guy, and in some ways long-distance relationships are much harder to recover from because everything is always going to come, you know, it's always in the future. It's always, the payoff is always going to be down the road when we're together, you know, when
right.
we see each other. So it's in some ways even more difficult to assess what's really going on and when people do go back to it. And I mean, in some ways, it may require even more than the year. The idea of the year, Celia, is not to make you miserable or lonely or, you know, upset or feeling deprived. It's to say, figure out what worked in this relationship, what didn't work, what you valued, how it's changed you, how that change needs to be taken forward. And it doesn't mean you put yourself on house arrest. It means that you work on your abs. It means you do volunteer activity. It means you start a great books discussion group. It means you work more at work. It means you take some dance lessons. It means you invite your neighbors over for parties. I mean, it doesn't mean that you have a year where you're sitting in your apartment gazing your navel. It means that you indulge yourself for a year, do exactly what you want when you want to do it, and understand that not only is that not horrible, but it's actually profitable, and then you're ready to launch yourself into a relationship.
Aha.
All right, so you can see it really isn't me intending to make everybody miserable so I'll get more phone calls. I am really not hired by the Prozac, by whomever makes Prozac to make you guys all miserable, so that it really is an attempt to...
Anybody, for a whole year, you have to go into solitary confinement.
No, you don't. It's not solitary confinement. It's Celia indulgence. It's doing whatever you want.
Working on yourself.
Yeah, and having fun. And having fun that doesn't have a point to it, that doesn't have one, I'm trying to impress this guy, or I'm trying to figure out who's going to marry me, or do I want to have kids. It's just indulging yourself. It's doing whatever you want, whenever you want to do it, except dating. Okay?
Okay.
Have fun.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main break, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, I sometimes feel like our lives are this kind of it's not exactly a tightrope walk, but maybe it is. Maybe it's between two, and it's not necessarily sort of a tug of war, because I don't know that there's that much aggression involved in it, but it does seem to me our lives are sort of an attempt to balance kind of good old-fashioned virtues and values and behavior and technology, which is not old-fashioned at all. And we were talking earlier about unusual pairings and the fact that there's been this extraordinary, I think, scientific accomplishment that that actually happened today.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a, I guess, a combination of kind of good old-fashioned can-do know-how and also cooperation.
Yes.
Among people who don't necessarily routinely cooperate. And just in case you're just joining us, where have you been? Hopefully sleeping late or something.
Yeah.
Or doing something saving the world. But the actual Rosetta project, where a probe landed a couple of hours ago on a comet, which is the first time anybody's ever done that. And the probe will start in the next couple of hours, start sending back information that you can actually look at that tells you not only about the composition of the comet, which may give us all sorts of very cool information about not only comets, but life as we know it. Yeah. And all sorts of cool things. So there's that. On the other hand, this is kind of one of my favorite stories, which Shane found. Oh, and we've actually had different versions of this before, but this one was just the latest iteration. And I think it's worth talking about. Before, I've talked about Good News Thursday, where a bunch of years ago when we still had phone answering machines and payphones, I know, back when dinosaurs roamed the earth, and I was trying to check in with my machine because if you're a psychologist, let alone in media, you're sort of on call all the time. So, and I didn't have a quarter, so I was kind of rummaging around in my pocketbook, and this guy handed me a quarter, which I thought was pretty nice.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I called, and it turned out that I did have a message, so I had to rummage around and give me another quarter. And later in the day, which, you know, I was profusely grateful and said thank you. And later in the day, I was standing in line for another payphone, and the woman in front of me was rummaging around in her pocketbook, and I, by then, had gone to the store and gotten some change, so I gave her a quarter. But the idea of kind of playing it forward, and told a story of a woman that I actually had loaned some money to that I didn't know terribly well, but I figured it was really important to her, and that I had a little extra money and sent me a check like 3 or 4 years later for, you know, it was not an insignificant amount of money. And when I gave it to her, I'm one of those people who thinks you can't loan people money unless you're willing, number one, to never see the money again. And there's always the risk that you're not going to see that person again either, because if people, by and large, people who I think borrow money quite often don't have it. That's why they borrow it, which means the likelihood of getting it paid back, not terribly high, which doesn't mean that their intentions aren't good. It's just realistically.
Sure. Yeah.
So, and quite often when they can't pay it back, then they're embarrassed, and so you lose both the money and the friend. So, but, you know, I'm not terrifically good at saying no, and if it's really important to them and it's, you know, you happen to have it at that moment and can be willing to let go of it. So, anyway, but she did send me the check. And my first thought was to rip up the check. But I didn't want to hurt her feelings, and I didn't want to diminish the fact that this was clearly important to her. So I actually had a friend at the time who was in some kind of financial difficulties and just endorsed the check over to this other person, with the idea being, play it forward. You know, at some point, when you have this money, don't give it back to me. Give it to somebody else who needs it.
Yeah, yep.
And it delighted, you know, I told the person I was giving the money to where it come, and also the person who sent it to me, and she was thrilled about it. So it's not an unknown phenomenon, but there's a story that Shane found about a Vermont diner, and we'll give him credit, the L&M Diner in Bear, Vermont. I have a couple stations in Vermont, so hello, hi, Vermont.
Cool.
And apparently,
there,
pardon?
I said cool people up there, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Just nice people up in New England up there, yeah.
Not, you know, a little, not necessarily effusive, but absolutely countable, audible, and good skiing.
Yeah.
This was a rainy Saturday morning, and somebody came in and saw a father and son having breakfast, and she thought that was cool, so she paid for their breakfast. They then thought that was pretty cool, but instead of getting a free breakfast, paid for somebody else's breakfast. And by the end of the morning, 40 people had paid it forward, which I think was a really great idea. And,
yeah.
You can make all sorts of kind of side little comments like, well, it was a diner, probably didn't cost very much. But I think that's not really the point.
No, exactly.
The point is allowing, and, you know, I've also told the story where I didn't actually do this. I saw someone else do it. You know, at airports where you pay to get out?
Sure, yep.
Like Tom Dooley and Never Return. And there was somebody, I was on book tour, and the person in the lane next to me didn't have enough money or something. And the person in back of her actually paid. I was willing to do it. I wanted to get out of the car. And actually, I mean, it was a couple of dollars. Didn't make any difference.
Yeah.
And the person who was with me said, no, we're in a rush. We can't do this. But I've done that. And I think other people have done it, too, just for the fun of it. Because, you know, the toll is quite often $1 or $2. You pay for yourself and the person behind you. And that works really well just to watch, except you're usually not there to watch the grin on their face. But it's one of those kinds of things that reminds us that we are all connected, and it's kind of a fun thing to do. So I think what we put on Facebook was an act of generosity. Is that how we
said, what's the most generous thing anyone's ever done for you? Yep.
Okay. All right, so what's the most generous thing somebody's ever done for you?
For me?
Yeah.
I think I've told this on the air once before, too, but a few years back, and this is probably a good, like, 5-6 years ago now, we were actually in some financial trouble at the time, so this couldn't have come at a better time. It was around the holidays, probably real similar to the time it is right now, and I had filled up some gas and literally was using my very last amount of money on gas for our car. And went into the gas station and went to pay, and the person or the gentleman working the counter said, oh, no, the guy who was just in here covered your gas for you. And
wow.
I was like, hallelujah. You know, I mean,
well, how did he know? You were probably scrambling around, going through the seat cushions trying to get
the
cushions.
Yeah, or just wanted to do a good deed, but it was perfect timing.
Perfect, yeah.
So actually, ever since then, each year around this time, I try to do that at least a couple times where I'll go pay for somebody's gas. So, yeah.
It's a great thing to do, yeah.
Yep.
The most generous thing, I think, there are two examples. Neither of them have anything to do with money. One is that I was having dinner or something with a friend, and she came in, and she was late, first of all, and I am not the world's most charming human being when I've been kept late.
Sure.
And she turned out she'd had this terrible day. She'd had a fight with her boss, and she thought she was about to get fired, and I think she'd just broken up with her boyfriend. It was just one of those terrible days. And so she finally stopped talking. She said, well, what's new with you? Well, it turned out that I'd just been offered a TV show. And I thought, I can't do this. She's had the worst day of her life, and I've had probably the best day of my life.
Sure.
And I just, it's the worst. And she finally, I said, look, let's talk about it later. And me and my poker face, she said, no, just tell me. And I told her, and she said, I'm ordering champagne. And I thought that was the most generous thing that anybody had ever done, in that it was her worst day. And she could somehow get out of her own way enough
That's
to be
great.
Generous with me. And I thought that was just, you know, the hallmark of generosity. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Tell them of how I'm yearning.
All right, no more yearning. The old time. All right, we've got three plays to review for you today, and there's more to come. Glenn Close's play is coming up. Bradley Cooper's play is coming up. Lots of stuff coming up. It's been a very robust Broadway season, which is great. A little time-consuming, but still great. All right, let me, I guess I'll do this in the order that I like them. Lost Lake is the Manhattan Theater Club. It's a two-man show. That two-person show, I guess, with John Hawkes, whom you probably remember from the movies, and Tracy Toms. Both Tracy was in the movie Rent, and John Hawkes was in one. I think was nominated for a supporting award for Winter's Bones. Yeah. He actually won for Best Supporting Actor. No, for Spirit Awards, but he won the an Oscar nomination. So they're both talented actors. The idea is that it takes place in a cabin up in the woods, which is pretty, as Tracy Tom's character described it, kind of a dump. She is a single mom with a couple of kids. He is kind of a guy who's just surviving on the margins. And it turns out we find that she's deciding to take it for a week for their family vacation. And it turns out we find out fairly early on that it's actually his home, and he's going to go live with his brother. And I guess the idea is that these are two lost souls who somehow come together and sort of reveal themselves to one another. I thought the performances were good. My complaint is with the writing, with the material itself. I just didn't think you cared hugely about the characters at all. That they both they were both going through a tough time in their life, and I guess the idea is the difference between what people appear to be and who they really are. But it's 90 minutes. You know, and I like both of them as actors. And again, I have no complaint with the acting. I just didn't particularly care about the material. You just didn't particularly care about them. And I think in a character-driven play, you have to feel something for the characters, or it's just like flossing your teeth. I mean, you know it's good for you, but there's that. Never mind. All right, The Fortress of Solitude is a musical, and far be it from me to not be supportive of new musicals. And this one's got a lot to recommend it. The idea is that a nerdy kid is growing up in Gowanus in Brooklyn, and it turns out the only person who will really protect him from getting beat up is his friend Mingus Rude. Mingus has a dad, Barrett Rude Jr., and a grandfather, Barrett Rude Sr., who are, I think, some of the best things to play. All right, let me tell you the good news about the play. The good news about the play is some really good voices, incredibly talented people, some great choreography. It's too long. It's almost 3 hours. And I know you hear that a lot, but I don't know why people feel that they need to sort of explain things that don't really need explaining. And 3 hours for a play is an awfully long period of time. It's too long for a movie as well. I mean, it kind of doesn't pass the butt test, you know, if you're, or checking the watch test, you know, and everybody was kind of moaning and groaning. The first act goes, I mean, there are some incredibly talented actors. It's a big cast. I think there's 16 people on the stage, not counting the orchestra. Some of the music is really fun. The voices are uniformly terrific. The acting is very good, with a couple of exceptions, but good enough to sort of count on that. The problem is that the first act goes on. We've seen a lot of it, and all of a sudden the end of the first act comes out of nowhere. And, I mean, if that's what you're going to do, we didn't need all that lead up to it. The second act, I don't think worked at all. And usually my experience with plays, especially with acts that go, the first act that goes on too long, is the second act is significantly better. This one doesn't. You just don't care about the characters very much. And the high point of the idea is that that the Rude family has got the senior is a old time minister who ends up in jail for reasons that will be revealed in the play. And Junior was a star, a music star, that basically only had one hit. And Abe decides that he's going to resurrect his career. And Mingus is their son. So, I mean, there's some interesting ideas here, some great dancing, some really good voices, but it really needed some serious editing. And I think with some serious editing, the first couple numbers in the first act. I mean, the Public Theater is what supported, for example, A Chorus Line. That was their all-time hit, and it started at the Public Theater and then went on to Broadway in great acclaim and huge amount of money and whatever. And I think with some editing, this could work as well. But it does need some editing, because there's some things about it that are just plain wonderful, and some things about it that are not. And with, as I said, some judicious editing, I think this could be a huge hit and play forever and make everybody scads of money, but not as it currently exists. Okay, so we've got something at Manhattan Theater Club. We've got something at the Public Theater, both of which have huge subscription bases, which means that they can afford to put on somewhat experimental things because their subscription base will allow it. Lincoln Center falls into that category as well. This is this play is called The Oldest Boy. It's an interesting story in that it opens with a mom with her baby monitor trying to do some meditation, and two Tibetan priests show up. It turns out she's married a Tibetan expat who owns a restaurant, and the priests tell her that she's actually given birth to the next lama, the next holy man. So it's a little hard to describe this except to say that you should go see it. It's really wonderful. It's got puppetry in it. It's got pageantry in it. It's got profundity. Those are my three P's, I guess, for the day. The idea, I mean, there's some extraordinary ideas in it. First of all, the difference between Buddhism and Western religions. The idea of what it means to be spiritual. The idea of what it means to be an expat, or what it means to have an ancient tradition. What the difference between rebirth and reincarnation is, which I'll bet you didn't know. I didn't. And also what it means to be a parent, and how we give our kids the room to be who they want to be. And it's really interesting because there is an intermission on this one. And what I was saying to some people at the intermission is, this is, you know, they said, well, wow, how could a woman give up her son? And I said, well, first of all, think about Mary. The Jesus, presumably, when he left home, was 12 or 13. So this kid is 3, which is significantly different. But still, how does... And if you remember the play about Mary that was that didn't do very well on Broadway, which I thought was extraordinary, of how, from the mother's point of view, what it feels like to have a son that other people revere. And if you think about it, if you take it out of the spiritual realm and make it a child prodigy or... you know, a music prodigy or an athletic prodigy or a chess prodigy, or, you know, people who travel cross country to have their kid be in movies or to play in the Olympics. Or so it, to me, it was a very interesting story. If you go, which I encourage you to do, make sure you get the program, which is not only the playbill, but the program as well. It's got some incredible essays. And basically what it says is, Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be spiritual leaders because they're not going to have happy lives. They may be remembered, but they're not going to have happy lives. So I thought this was an extraordinary piece of drama. The only acting I really didn't love in it, and the three-year-old, interestingly enough, is played by a puppet, because what the director and the author say is, you know, how do you find a three-year-old who can learn lines, project in a theater, act, and still give the sense of being an old soul? And the answer is, not going to happen, folks. So they do it with a puppet, which becomes its own kind of spellbinding experience as well. So Pick of the Week is certainly The Oldest Boy. I thought it was wonderful. It's a very different kind of theater than you're going to see anyplace else, but it is thought-provoking and entertaining, and I just thought it was a wonderful piece of theater. And anytime I think theater can make you think about your own life in a slightly different way, that's, as far as I'm concerned, one of the hallmarks of really great art. So Lost Lake's got good performances, didn't particularly love the play. Fortress of Solitude is a new musical with some great music in it, or some great musical voices, some good choreography. Needs some editing, but I think could be an extraordinary piece of musical theater. But Pick of the Week is Oldest Boy at Lincoln Center. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Talking about what really matters. Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, we were talking about the experience of... Shane, what did we just decide to do? Did we decide to just do the generous?
Yeah, let's okay, go through
because we had started on that, but I just looked at the clock and realized we had no much time. All right, so let's the most generous thing that anybody's ever done for you, not that you've done for somebody else, but that someone's done for you. Yeah. And Shane talked about at the moment that he really needed it the most, without a stranger paid for his gas. That probably was a while ago, because right now,
yeah,
someone paying for your gas would mean they'd have to mortgage their house and sell one of their children.
I'll tell you what, at the time, I think gas was might have been at its highest point. It's
really?
This was back when it would have been when gas was up at that, you know, four, like the low $4 range there. So, yeah, I mean, it was
a really generous
thing, yes.
Yeah. Good for them.
Yeah.
All right, so let's hear what generosity. Hopefully, this is such a nice topic that maybe we'll sort of carry it over into next hour as well.
Yeah.
Since we don't have a whole lot of time.
Inspire some people too.
Okay.
Christine, she just simply says, "Gave me a second chance." So who knows if that's like a relationship or
sounds
or what,
like maybe,
but,
huh?
Yeah. But I like that. You know, I mean that's a pretty.
I think that is giving somebody a second chance is
ultimate.
An act of courage and generosity.
Yeah. Arthur, who, if you recall, taught us all about patience when we asked that question, too. Arthur says, "My brother, Roger, gave me a kidney."
Yep.
That's beautiful. Amy says, this is kind of a long one here. She says, "While visiting an unreliable boyfriend in New Orleans back in the 80s, he dropped me at the airport on my way back north. While I hadn't purchased my plane ticket in advance and I went to the ticket counter, my credit card was declined." She says, I couldn't reach the boyfriend, and so I called my dad in New York, who tried to buy one over the phone, but since the first flight was leaving shortly, they wouldn't accept his card either. My dad was so upset, and I remember standing at the payphone in the airport crying. She says she was 20 years old at the time. A stranger had approached me and asked if I needed a ride. Obviously, he couldn't drive me to New York. But I told him the story, and he reached into his pocket and handed me a wad of cash to get a ticket. I barged to the front of the line, quickly got his address, and just barely made it onto that last flight out. She says, "My parents didn't even know I had made the flight until I got home. I then quickly sent the man a check with an I Love New York t-shirt." She says, "I'll never forget that." Isn't that cool?
That's great.
Yeah,
that is great.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Donna says, "My sister paid for me and my family to go to Disney World for a week." Wow. That's not
a pretty
cheap.
Nice gift. Yeah.
Loretta, this is another kind of long one here. She says, "I lost contact with my cousin for many years, and we reconnected at the funeral of a family member. We grew up impoverished, but we were very close. He was one of seven kids, and we were all very young when his mom got hit by a drunk driver, and all of the seven children were put into different homes through the state. About 12 years ago, my cousin and his wife were coming home to visit for the first time, and she says, I was panicked because my fridge had broken and leaked all over the kitchen. She says, I called to ask if he could make it another day because I was so embarrassed, but he came anyway. At that point in my life, I was financially drained and couldn't imagine what I would do without a fridge. 2 days later, she says, Home Depot came to my house with a beautiful refrigerator, a gift from my cousin. She says, when I called him to thank him and ask him why, he said it's because I brought him a bicycle for $5 at a yard sale when they were kids, and it meant everything to him. He said he would never forget that, so he wanted to thank me for being good to him when not too many people were being good, you know, to him at that
makes
point.
You believe in karma, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
she says, it broke my heart as well as made my heart melt. It was truly the most generous thing that anyone has ever done for me. I truly believe.
Well, he probably thought that
forward.
You buying him the $5
yep.
bike was
there
the
you
most
go.
Generous.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
yeah, part
man.
Of it's just timing, isn't it? It really doesn't necessarily have anything to do with the price tag.
That is
tag.
So much it. Yeah, the same thing with me and the gas. I mean, it's just sometimes this... The universe
the
just
right
lines
place at
up.
The right time,
yeah, you know? Yeah. Boy, these are kind of choking me up a little bit here. Francis says, she's a single mom. I'm sorry, four kids going to school and working as a waitress. My car caught fire and burned to the ground.
Damn.
Wow, in a matter of minutes. Holy smokes. Although,
literally.
Literally, yeah, exactly. Although it was an old wreck, I depended on it to get to work and school. A guy that I knew, although not very well, gave me enough money to replace my car and pay to have it registered and insured, etc. She says he was a friend of a friend and a godsend to me at that time. Wow. Wow. I mean, that's not a small thing either. I mean, paying for somebody's vehicle? Wow.
Well,
you know, even if it's a cheap vehicle, I mean, that could be couple thousand bucks.
Well, yeah,
I think
part of it, you know, is just the sense that you do what you can when you can do it. And one of the, I mean, that, you know, charity always feels better to the donor than the receiver. And I
yes.
think that all these
yeah.
people who are doing that also, but, I mean, it's a wonderful
yeah.
thing to do, but
good
it makes
point.
Them feel wonderful to be able to do it.
Right, right. Chang, who he's kind of our resident comedian. Yeah, I
yeah.
love it. He says, giving me their chocolate.
Yeah, amen. Anybody
yeah.
who offers me chocolate,
yeah.
that's on my good guy list.
That's right. I like that one. Amy says, this isn't the most generous, but the most recent act of generosity was the very kind person that scraped the snow and ice off of my windshield while I was working. I was expecting
That's
to
pretty
stand.
Cool.
Yeah, I was expecting to stand in the cold and wind, scraping away. So what a lovely surprise it was. That's it. Anybody that lives in a northern climate, I will tell you, boy, that can be a godsend some days if somebody does that.
Amen.
For you.
Amen. Although that sort of reminds me of that line of the guy sort of writing. He said, "I just hit your car, and I think everybody's thinking I'm leaving you my name and phone number, and I'm not."
Yeah. Right. Right.
That's the opposite. Yeah.
Obviously you've seen the movie Fargo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You remember the scene in there where he's got his car parked up on the top of the airport in the Twin Cities here where I live.
Yeah.
And he's scraping his windshield off and he's just having that terrible day and just starts whacking his car like crazy. I think everybody that lives around here has felt like that before. It's like, you know, some days that's just the worst possible thing to do.
Where's Florida when you need it?
Oh, exactly, yeah. Let's see. Glenda says, taking me into their home and loved me, never knowing that the love would come back to them in their later years. Foster children are adoptees of the heart.
It's a lovely sentiment. Absolutely
yeah.
accurate.
Ricardo says, great stories for Thanksgiving, loving them. Oh, I guess he's saying these are great for Thanksgiving, yeah.
Well, we're sort of doing them halfway, but we'll probably do What Are You Grateful For close on Thanksgiving week. But
right.
you have to remember that that I have a large audience in Canada, and their Thanksgiving was last
yeah.
week. So we're sort of doing,
yeah,
this wasn't actually gratitude per se, but your point is well taken of just, you know, acts of generosity.
Right. And then our last one here says, surprisingly left me a ton of money when they died. That's from Elaine. So
there you go. Well, I actually had a minor thing yesterday, and the response was absolutely out of proportion. I had a Metro card that expired yesterday, and as I was coming out of the train, this woman said, could you swipe me? And I don't know what her circumstances were, but I said, hang on just a second, and couldn't find it. Then she said, well, no, thank you for trying. And I actually did find it and gave it to her. But she was so grateful that I would actually try, and that she actually got a free ride out of it. So 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.